We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you're here on this Sunday morning. In our call to worship today, I want to share with you a verse of Scripture from 1 Timothy chapter 3 at verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And each one of those different aspects of the Lord Jesus Christ's life, you see the element of the supernatural that's given to us here. God was manifest in the flesh. That's His incarnation. That's the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's supernatural. We see here, justified in the Spirit. In other words, whenever the Spirit of God came upon the Lord Jesus Christ as pictured as His baptism, that was a supernatural event. It meant that Jesus Christ, the man, would operate not in His own power, but in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Every miracle that was performed was done so through the Holy Spirit of God. He was completely submissive to His Father's will as the Son of Man. Then we see seen of angels. Oh, that's pictured throughout His life. Preached unto the Gentiles. We see that aspect of the gospel going forward not only to the Jew, but also to the Gentiles. That's a supernatural work of God. And then finally, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Each one of those is a supernatural aspect of Jesus Christ's life here upon this earth. The approval and stamp of God upon His life. I couldn't help but think at this Christmas time when we reflect on the first of that list that's given to us in verse 16, God manifest in the flesh, that we understand the miraculous nature of His coming, that He interrupted history and in obedience to His Father's will came to this earth and took upon Himself flesh. That manifestation of God in the flesh, the setting aside of all the prerogatives of His deed, is miraculous. And I think we need to embrace that rather than run from that. We need to understand that in every aspect of His life, as the Son of Man, He was 100% human, but the Spirit of God was upon His life, and He acted in a supernatural fashion because He had a work to do, and that work was to redeem a lost sinner like me. Paul often called himself, "I'm the chiefest of sinners." And I think that when we realize just how bad we are, that the miraculous seems to be more wonderful. You ever thought about that? When you see how awful you are in the presence of God and how sinful you are, and then for God to deign to send His only begotten Son to become a human being for the express purpose of saving lost sinners, that's marvelous, that's wonderful, that's beyond description. It's supernatural. And I'm so thankful that Jesus Christ came to this earth in obedience to the Father. I'm thankful that He loves sinners. You know, that's why we have missionaries. That's why we are to witness in our neighborhoods and among our family members the goodness of Jesus Christ, because it costs our Lord His life here upon this earth. And now He rules and reigns in heaven, and one of these days He's going to rule and reign over the entire earth. And what a glorious day that will be. And the one who was slain for us will be the one that we stand before because of His atoning work on Calvary's tree. Don't ever let the miraculous lose its value in your life, Christian. Listen to me now. Don't ever let the miraculous be downplayed in your life, because it was a miracle of grace that saved you. And it's a miracle of grace that's going to take you from this earth into the presence of God. And it's the miracle of grace that's going to give you a home in heaven. And it's the miracle of grace that will allow you to be able to stand there and sing the praises of Jesus Christ for all eternity. We are living a miracle in Jesus Christ. Don't let the luster of that ever fade because of what Jesus Christ did for you and for me.